It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Greetings, Madison. Here, Ebo and your producer in the WTTN studios. We're setting up for a special on-location edition of Let's Get Local. We've got Jason Hafeman sort of dialing in, getting ready to join us here. So I'm going to play some music in the meantime while we sort of let this get ready. So this tune, you know, Ben Hafeman, enjoy it. Good morning, Madison. Here we go. We're still working on getting Jason Hafeman dialed in, plugged in for us for this special edition of Let's Get Local. We're running an extra hour today. I'm going to play a little music here. You know, after this break, I might, you know what? We'll keep you entertained. We'll make sure that we're rolling with the punches here. So we got some Donny Hathaway, you know.
Everything, y'all. Feel like clapping your hands at your feet. Shout. Go ahead.
that who I think it is?
It is. We finally did it, Evan. Thanks to Brian.
Look at us and Brian.
Yeah. So I got a little something on the return here. Figure out what that's doing.
No, that's all me, bud. I got you.
Oh, you got me covered. Oh, look at you.
I got you, buddy.
Such a good, gentle human being.
To jam out a little bit. Some Donnie Hathaway to get the morning started.
Help me out on a Saturday. I really appreciate that.
Of course,
100%. Listen, we are here at the Dane by Local Car Show. We're happy to be here. Also excited that Fancy Brian was the man. He came up with the simplest of answers.
He is the man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he does, right?
Yeah.
Always reachable and always helpful.
And it's kind of sad at the same time because that man works pretty hard.
I know. I felt bad calling him, but, you know, he gave me the right answer. So now I feel good about calling him, and that's the way it went.
It
looks great. It's a beautiful day. We're at the Dane by Local Car Show here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. It is the second annual Dane by Local Car Show. It is a beautiful day. We had reports of clouds. We had reports of possible rain. No, that's not happening. None of that happens in Wisconsin, not during the car show. So we're here. It's Jason Hafen, your host of Let's Get Local, the special two-hour edition of Let's Get Local, live from the car show, sponsored by Easy Office Products today. That's the broadcast sponsored by Easy Office Products. This car show, we're going to talk about sponsors of it. We're going to talk about what's happening here today, and we're going to talk about why you should come over to McKee Farms Park. Check out the cars, check out the festivities, enjoy the vendors, kids' activities. We're going to talk with all kinds of people today here on the show. First up, we're going to be joined by Megan Stern of Dane by Local as she comes over, and we'll have her on in just a moment. So really good to have this car show here today, and Megan ordered the appropriate weather. So Megan, great job on the weather order. Nice work.
Thank you. There is a few clouds behind the shelter you can't see, but we're just going to pretend they're not there.
Well, I think, and they don't look like angry clouds, and that's the main thing.
No.
And there's the wind. There's the breeze coming up a little bit, too.
It's
we get
lovely.
Some of that. Yeah, so it's a beautiful day out here. Megan, last year was the first car show, right?
Yes.
Started this, didn't know what to expect. Had a great event, and
yes.
We're expecting great things this year, too.
Yeah. I was really excited about last year when we was like, was it worth it at the end of last year? And everyone voted, yeah, it was worth it. It brought a lot of the community out, and it was great to see the drivers interacting. And we do have classic cars here, but there's a huge variety, which is very exciting to see. And this year we were able to add an EV showcase, and I think it's the new F-150 that's drawing most of the attention, but there's several other cars over there, Volkswagen, a motorcycle, there's all sorts of interesting things over there. Madison B-Cycle's here, so people can learn how to ride a Madison B-Cycle because they are putting in a new station here in Fitchburg and in McFarland soon. So for people on this side of town who haven't had that opportunity yet, they can practice. Kids' area is booming right now. GHC is doing an awesome job. Precious of P-Dice Entertainment has cotton candy and all sorts of stuff is going on over there. And the food is fantastic.
So there are a lot of great vendors here today. I don't know if you can name them all in the time we have, but you might take a swipe at it. Anyway, give people about some ideas about some types of food that they can find here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Ember Foods, which we're going to find some samosas, some Indian food, and then we have gluten-free bakery. We have regular bakery. We have Jakarta Cafe. We have Migrants, which is serving different kinds of tacos. Then we also have fresh salsas from Off the Block Salsa. Cotton candy, popcorn, a little bit of everything. It's a really nice variety. And some free cookies from a chef at the retirement home down the road, Corey Ridge.
Fantastic. I love the variety. I love all these people getting involved and coming out and being part of the second annual Dane by Local Car Show here today at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg, sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy and others, but lead sponsor Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. So great that Thad and the team, they do so much work. And it's nice to have an event like this where you can just kick back and relax and enjoy some things and be a part of that. And we appreciate them at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy as well.
Yes.
Megan, so with this year's event, another key component, now something we started last year, which was, having local veterans organizations involved as beneficiaries of the event. We're trying to also raise money for them and raise awareness for them.
Correct.
So tell us about the people involved this year on the veteran side.
We had such a great response last year from two of our vendors or our businesses. So they came back this year. We invited them back because they had really inspirational and exciting years this past year. And they are just hitting the ground so well right now that we want to keep encouraging that. We have Ketchum's Got Your Six, which is an organization that helps prevent...
Megan, hang around one minute here into the next segment. Let's cover them then because we got to cut to a break. We started a little late. My apologies. We'll hear about those veterans groups when we return. And then we'll also talk with Kicks Unlimited too. So all things ahead coming up on this show from the McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. It's a Dane by Local Car Show. Be back. It's a beautiful day here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg, back at the Dane by Local Car Show. Special broadcast here from Fitchburg, thanks to Easy Office Products, our friends over at Easy OP. You can check them out, buy office supplies, buy all kinds of stuff from the Easy OP website. So check them out, Rose and Gary, great owners, wonderful small business, and great Dane by Local members as well. Megan's with us now. Megan, we were talking about, we ran out of time with the break, but please tell us again about those vets organizations that are beneficiaries today, because I think it's so critical, and I love having them here, and I think it's important for us to give back.
I agree. Dane by Local is focused on keeping small businesses and local businesses going, and that does not exclude nonprofits. And specifically, the veteran and active duty organizations we have, it's just like any other business. There's small ones that are just not very well known, and having them here lifts their profile up. It gets them new followers, gets them donations. So we have two back this year. Ketchum's Got Your Six, which focuses on veterans struggling with PTSD. It's obviously based after, named after someone named Ketchum, and who is a suicide victim, and they raise dogs to assist with people struggling with their mental health and PTSD. There's also the Larry Jackson Foundation, which is an active duty military organization that helps fund active duty people, and they get their first tour when they are done. They're coming home to see their families when they normally couldn't afford to. And that's another, it's the front end of the military experience of keeping that mental health up. So they can come home, see their families when maybe they couldn't have afforded to. And our third organization doesn't have a booth, but he's wandering around. His name is Kyle, and he's representing Objective Veteran Smile, and that's a very new organization in Madison. So he's just on the cutting edge of getting going here, and that is because there is a lot of great, the VA offers amazing benefits to veterans, but they do not often cover dental care. And so they are trying to encourage veterans to be able to have good, positive mental health, and when they get out of the military experience, but also go out for other jobs, and that all is affected by your smile. And that can be very expensive too. So they are funding full dentist appointments and dental care for veterans. And so they're just in the process of getting their name out there and making some money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so critical to highlight some of these local groups. I said it last week on the show in talking with other people too, is that, and I was talking with, you know, other folks here recently. I mean, there are a lot of great organizations that are assisting veterans, but there are a lot of things to assist with. And some of those, you know, national groups and big groups that are well-known, like, they can raise money. They know how to raise money. There are so many other groups who are trying to work on some of these smaller, you know, starting out small with big goals. And here they are. But and they have the vision. They have the passion. They have all of it. But they need some help. They need a jump start. And I'm glad that Dane by Local is trying to work to help jump start them.
And it's just so, it makes you feel very proud to be aligned with them and to be supporting them and knowing that there is, it's not, nothing should be easy, but it's nice to have that access available and to cut down on some of that research. Like, I know this has been a vetted group and I trust this group. And I love that.
It's a great day here at the Dane by Local Car Show. Again, at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. You should come down. Event goes till 2 o'clock. There's wonderful food. There's opportunities to enjoy lunch here, the great day. The cars are showing up. There's all kinds of vehicles from hot rods. We've got a couple of Corvettes right in front of us here. And down the line, there's some EVs like Megan talked about. And there's so many new vehicles here. And then all the vendors, people, organizations to learn more about. And then, of course, organizations to maybe do business with as you move forward, whether you're a business owner yourself or have buying power within your company, or if it's just on your own personal consumer level, there are opportunities to meet people here today that you might want to do business with.
Absolutely. We have a local auto body shop that's is really, really great to work with. We have a local security company here. Just some of those questions you might want answered. Ring doorbells, for example. They're here. They can answer, not them, but the organization Pulse is here. They can answer questions. So it's a great place to learn some extra information.
And we got a little wind today, so we're trying to work around that. But that's part of the gig. Hey, if it's better with the wind for me, we've talked about this before. I'm not a big summer person. I grew up on right next to the big body of water, the lake, and so it was always cooler there. And so the heat of the summer, I'm not a huge fan. So a day like today is more my speed. But I'm happy to be out here talking to Megan and talking to others about the Dane by Local Car Show. Megan, we have just a minute here, and might as well have you hang around. We'll have a new guest here next segment, but tell us a little bit we got the car show today. Dane by Local is doing a lot of events. I mentioned there's other events coming up here, and it's some of these things are member based, but the community members and others are always invited.
Absolutely.
So tell people about some of the events that they can enjoy here coming up after this event.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. We just finished breakfast, which was a kind of a networking educational experience. We have those every other month. Those are led by members, and members are obviously all invited, but they're open to the public. I would encourage you, if you have, check our topics out if there's something specific that you're looking for. Upcoming, we have our local Biz Awards, which is our annual gala, our kind of a fancy event, where we have hors d'oeuvres and we have more desserts than we know what to do with this year. But that is a really wonderful event where our members nominate other members within Dane by Local for the good that they're doing in their community. And that is, once the nominations are closed, everyone's welcome to participate in that. So you can buy a ticket, you can come, you can have a beautiful hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer and dessert and be part of that celebration of local businesses. All, you know, the business owners themselves will all be there to celebrate what they're doing and keeping our local economy going. That's at Holy Wisdom Monastery on October 12th, which is a Wednesday, and it's in the evening. Check out on our website. You can see it on there.
If you're not, you know, for like those breakfasts, sometimes it's a little early for some folks. But an evening event like the Biz Awards, a great opportunity to get out, see local businesses, celebrate them, find out more, and connect. There's a lot of opportunities to network at that event. There's a lot of opportunities. You know, you'll hear from people, from winners and individuals involved with Dane by Local. But, you know, you got plenty of opportunities to just have conversations with people while you're there, enjoying great food, enjoying the night, enjoying that beautiful space at Holy Wisdom Monastery. So it's a wonderful event. Again, that one's October 12th, the Dane by Local Biz Awards. It's one of my favorite events of the year, 100%. And I also love the fact that with some of these, with the breakfast meetings and other activities that DBL is involved in, there are members behind all of that, right? Mm-hmm. It's the Dane by Local staff is small but mighty.
Yes.
But they always need member engagement and action to make these things come to life. And so that member engagement, I think, really makes the organization special.
It does. And even being out here, you walk around here, and I heard several people say it, the vendors here are so nice. And it really is. That's, our members are great. The community expresses our community. It really shows our community very, very well.
Well, it's almost halftime of the first hour of the special Let's Get Local broadcast from the Dane by Local Car Show. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM and Double Radio 92.7. Be back in a bit.
For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can sing. It's just mine. You can't take it.
we're back here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg for the Dane by Local Car Show, the live broadcast of Let's Get Local here from the DBL Car Show. And this musical stylings of Evan today. We thank you, Evan, for being on the board, producing back at the station. Yeah, helping us out. Really important now as we charge forward on the show and continue to highlight more organizations that are here. Megan was talking about in the last segment about the veterans groups that are present here today. And one of them is the Ben Jackson Foundation. We have Larry Jackson with us now to talk to us about the organization. We talked with Larry a year ago, but really want to find out some updates for you, Larry. But also, before we get into any updates about where you are now, give people an overview of what Ben Jackson Foundation is.
Yeah, thank you. The Ben Jackson Foundation, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're local to the Madison area, New Glarus specifically. We help young people in the military that are just getting started in their military career. They get stationed far away from home, and when they want to come home on leave and see their family, reunite with their family, we help them afford the travel expenses to do so. A lot of times, when you're whether it's across the country or on the other side of the world, those tickets can be, in many cases, cost prohibitive. So we want to make sure those families have a chance to reunite with each other while they're serving.
And that comes back to a personal story for you, right? If you're willing to share, tell us why you started this organization.
Yeah, so my son, Ben, who the foundation's named after, he graduated from high school in 2016 and went into the Air Force the following September, just about 6 years ago now. He was stationed in Misawa, Japan, and he hadn't been home in over a year, about 14 months. And one day he messaged me and said, I would really love to come home and see everybody, see my friends, see the family and surprise them, but can you help me out with a ticket? Because a ticket from Japan to Madison on an airline is about what they, you know, he made in a month. So I had a lot of airline miles for work, so I was able to get him that ticket, have him come home. He was home for about a week, and he surprised I was literally the only person that knew he was going to come home. Surprised my wife, woke her up in the middle of the night. She was completely beside herself. Have an amazing video of it. So he had a great week home. He went back to Japan, and about 6 weeks after that, a couple of Air Force officers came to the door and told my wife that he was killed in an accident on base. While he was home, he had told us that a lot of his friends were jealous of him because they were also new. They were also far away from home, but they just simply couldn't afford the ticket to get back. And Ben could, so they're really jealous. So after he passed away, a lot of people had donated money to us. We didn't really know what to do at that time. We just said, if you'd like to donate money to a memorial fund in his honor, we'll figure out something to do. So we took that money and decided to create this organization that helps people like Ben and, frankly, you know, like us, people who have young kids, young adults in the military, help them make sure that they can come back home. So we wanted to create this to remember not only Ben, but to remember everyone else that's serving. And this would have been right up Ben's alley. He was constantly, after he died, we talked to a lot of his friends, and he told us how Ben was always there for them in some pretty dark times. He would get people together to help, do Sunday night dinners, to, you know, make sure that people had a support network. So we think this would be exactly what he would want to do, us to do in his name.
That's a wonderful way to take a very difficult situation and turn it into something to help people and honor your son. I think it's a common misconception by a lot of civilians that they just assume that type of travel is always covered by the military, right? And that that soldiers and people stationed elsewhere can come back whenever they want.
Right. And you know, if the military is telling you to go somewhere to do a job or to do something or deploy, they're going to pay for it. But if you want to take personal time off, they'll give you the time, but they're not going to give you the funds to pay for your ticket.
Hmm. Well, then it's really important that you're doing what you're doing. How has it gone over the last year? It seems like things were picking up. You guys were raising more money, gaining traction. Tell us about how the last year's been.
So I'll just go back to May of last year. Before May of last year, we had a lot of donors. We had a lot of people supporting us. And believe it or not, we had a hard time finding people to help with their travel expenses. So we were trying to figure out how do we get in front of more people to to let them know that we have this resource that's available to them. We sent out an email to a couple of bases, and next thing you know, that email was forwarded around the world. So starting in May of last year, we got 100 applications every single day. Before that time, we were basically saying yes to everybody that applied. Where we are today, we get about 250 applications a month. With our current level of funding, we can say yes to about 10 to 12. But in that time period, since things really picked up for us last year, we've given out over 310 tickets, essentially, representing $230,000.
Wow.
In just a very short time. And, you know, we're basically all volunteer at this point, and most of those donations just come from individuals. We haven't really gotten a whole lot in the way of grants. We've gotten a grant from the New Glarus Brewing Company.
Good people over there.
Yep. They do so much to support the community, especially. Yeah. So we're just hoping to get more funding to be able to say yes to a much bigger percentage of the people that apply for assistance.
Wow. So tell people where they can find out more about Ben Jackson Foundation, how they can help. What are some of your biggest needs right now and ways people can get involved?
So you can go to our website. One of the things we're trying to do is just, you know, asking people to consider donating on a recurring monthly basis. Even something as small as $10 a month makes a big difference. So we have that consistent income. Hmm. If giving once a year is more your speed, that's amazing too. You know, we appreciate any support, no matter how big or how small. A lot of people that donate, you know, are veterans themselves and have stories about, you know, how they couldn't come home. So all of it, you know, we've met some truly great people. I would say you can follow us on Facebook. That's where we have most of our activity. A lot of our recipients that have come home, many of them are generous in sharing details about their trip or photos. So that's where we post a lot of things there. We are trying to, again, just raise some more money. And we do want to grow the foundation. We do want to, actually, you know, start hiring some people so we can do some bigger. We have a lot of big things that we want to do, but we just need more people on the team to help make that happen. So, yeah, I would say any way in which you want to support us. We also have, you know, merchandise on the website that goes to support our work as well.
That's fantastic. I think there's so much people can do if they get involved, even just a small way, like you said. And those reoccurring gifts are so beneficial to nonprofits because it's something you know is coming, you know you can count on. And that helps you budget and helps you plan. Last thing, Larry, you talked about what you've done since May, and 310 tickets for veterans to come back home and visit. What are the goals? Where do you see this organization going? What are your big aspirations for it?
I would say the big dream right now is to do what we did when we first started, which is say yes to everybody. You know, so that's a really big number that requires a lot of growth, but our dream would be able to say, you know, anybody that applies, say yes, we can help you.
Larry Jackson from the Ben Jackson Foundation. Here at the Dane by Local Car Show. Larry, where can people find more info about you? How can they connect?
BenJacksonFoundation.org, Facebook, we're on Instagram, and apparently we have a TikTok, but I don't do much with that.
I'm going to have to check that out. I've checked out your other places. I have not checked out TikTok yet, so I'm going to have to look up the Ben Jackson TikTok to see exactly how that represents itself.
And we are on LinkedIn, by the way.
Perfect. Yeah. And then one other thing, Larry, before we wrap up, is I wanted also to ask you, are there any events coming up people can find you at, anything else you're going to be doing here publicly to help generate funds or awareness here in the next couple months?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be out at Oktoberfest in New Glarus, so a week from now. So we'll be there Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to come out and say hi and check out what we have for merchandise, or want to, you know, learn more about us and can't make it out here today, we'll be there all weekend. And then we have some tentative plans around Veterans Day. Veterans Day is usually when we do kind of kick off an initiative to help bring bring more people home for the holiday season, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, any holiday in that time frame. That's our big home for the holidays push.
I would think that would be a great time to do it. Veterans Day, thinking about it, and then also the holidays right on the heels of that. What an important time to support an organization that's trying to get veterans to come home and give them that opportunity so they can visit their family and friends. Larry, I appreciate what you do. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for telling us today about Ben Jackson Foundation.
Yeah, I really appreciate being here, Jason. Thank you.
That is Larry Jackson, the founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. Check them out. Support them. Come on down to the car show today, too, while you're at it. It's a great day. Events till 2 o'clock. We've got cars here. You can talk to Larry in person if you want. He's got a booth out here. He'll be here till 2 o'clock. So many others. People to meet. Fun to be had. There's dogs. It's a park. It's a great day. Come on down to the Dane by Local Car Show, sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Our broadcast today, sponsored by Easy Office Products. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the live two-hour broadcast of Let's Get Local from the Dane by Local Car Show here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. We're in Fitchburg. There's a lot of Fitchburg in there, but we're happy to be here for this wonderful event sponsored by so many different organizations and featuring a bunch of different organizations like the Ben Jackson Foundation. You just heard about them. You heard from Larry at the Ben Jackson Foundation. Amazing story there. Ketchum's Got Your Six. We'll hear from them later on. And then also Objective, Veteran Smile, all beneficiaries at the event today, Dane by Local, incorporating those local organizations. One other big piece to Dane by Local we talk about all the time on the show is so many different businesses that are members and that are active in our community. They all of these business owners, as I talk to them, they all have a story to tell. They all have a reason they started doing business. Why did they take on all the work of becoming a small business owner? Why did they do it? And so we like to learn that about them. It's so inspirational to me, and I look up to so many of them because they took that step, and they're adding value to our community. So we're joined now by Eric Hudson, who is a small business owner, has a couple of businesses that he has been running, and is a person in our community that's quietly getting involved a lot in Dane by Local and trying to be present, do a lot of good things. So, Eric, thanks for being on the show today and being at the Dane by Local Car Show. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. I'm going to ask you to move the microphone just a little bit closer to you there.
There we go.
Perfect. So, Eric, one thing I wanted to ask you about, first off, is tell people about your businesses so we know kind of how you're interacting in the community and ways people can do business with you.
Okay. Well, I own two companies. One is Hudson Agency and Associates, which is a insurance and financial services company. And then I also own EH Powers Management Services, which is an accounting firm.
And, Eric, what was the reason for you to – because there's a lot of different, you know, businesses out there, big national corporations that offer similar services. Why did you want to do this on your own? What was the backstory then, reasoning for that?
I'll try not to go too far, too deep. When it comes to the insurance, I was a prior military. And when I got out of the military, my wife and I were trying to make a transition from military life to civilian life. And during that time, we were having financial troubles just making that happen. But then what came on top of that was that she became ill. Mm-hmm. And when she became ill, she ended up at a young age passing away from a disease. And I was once invested in financial services. You know, I had an insurance policy, life insurance policy that I was investing in. So when we were having the problems, I went ahead and canceled the life because it was, you know, we were paying big money to try to invest. But that was one of the worst mistakes I could have made. And my advisor at that time did not suggest what he should have suggested was just not cancel, but maybe try a different product that would have served the same purpose, but not leave you so vulnerable to things happening like that. And then once she did pass away, then it basically, I ended up being broke. And that kind of gave me the idea that I would never allow somebody to go through that kind of pain anymore without me at least advising them in the best way that I know how from my personal experience.
Another incredible origin story and passion behind it. Like, why do people do some of the things they do? I think that's one of the most best things we can do on Let's Get Local is tell you, the listeners, about some of these organizations and businesses, what they offer and why they're doing it, and how, you know, how it means so much to them. I think that's a big key. It means so much to them, and that's why they want to succeed, but they want to give you the best service that they possibly can. We're talking with Eric Hudson here, a Dame by Local member, also new to the board. Eric, yeah. Welcome to the board. Yeah, how are you? Hey, love it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice to have different people, new people on the board, fresh ideas. That's all fun, part of Dame by Local. Eric, why did you... Why Dame by Local? Why did you connect with the group? What made you reach out?
I felt the need to start getting more involved with the community. Just through my readings and things that I do on a daily basis for myself, I started learning more about how to try to help people through your actions and not just through your words. And so I just committed myself. I was going to do it last year or during the COVID time period, but then COVID hit, and I just didn't feel connected at that time to do it. So once everything started opening back up again and people started getting together, I said, you know, this is the year that's going to happen.
And I've been seeing you at meetings. You've been helping out. You've been volunteering. Now you're joining the board. I hope that there is a lot of value that you're seeing from the organization. You know, we talk about those things. What can you tell other members out there or other small businesses about Dame by Local that, you know, that you've experienced that you enjoy?
Well, just it seems to be more of a camaraderie, you know, just people coming together for the same purpose, which is to assist each other with the businesses that they have and just create better connections, better networking, better connections, and getting more involved with people and helping them succeed in their own business. Prior, that was one of the reasons I started the accounting firm. I used to work for a small business consulting firm, and that was one thing that I saw that many small businesses were making mistakes was that they weren't getting out into the public. They weren't seeing other people, and then other people in reverse weren't seeing them. So then once you get out more, you're able to start getting your product seen, start being able to be more involved with people, and you learn so much from other people's successes and also their failures.
And the other nice thing about the membership, too, is everyone's so involved in terms of wanting to do business with other members and other local local businesses. It's important to them. It's a priority. And so it's a good way to connect your business, too, and find more business for yourself. Now, Eric, thanks for all the plugs for Dame by Local. I kind of set you up for those.
That's all right.
Let's talk about your business a little bit more and some of the things in the insurance industry right now. Like, what are some things that people really are needing help with, and how can you help?
I would say experience. There's a lot of people who come into the industry with very little experience, and then therefore they don't have the knowledge to properly guide you and what you should have. So that would be one of the biggest things that I've seen is that you need experienced agents who will stand by you. And that was one of the reasons I really enjoyed Rural Mutual is because of the fact that they are a Wisconsin-only company. So the dollars that are paid here stay here in Wisconsin, and the rates stay extremely extremely steady because we don't have to pay for the things that happen on the East Coast or West Coast, whether it be hurricanes out on the East Coast or fires on the West Coast. Some of the other companies who are spread out in those areas, they have to make adjustments so that they, once again, get their bottom line.
Great point.
But Rural Mutual does not have to do that, and that's one of the reasons I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then insurance is such a, like you experienced firsthand, it's something that a lot of people take a grand for or take grant for granted, and then until they need it, right? And so how do you work with people on that, on making sure that they're fully covered for those situations?
Well, what I try to do personally is I give them all the options and I explain to them why they need that coverage, though what might happen if. And then, you know, I try to leave it up to people to make their own mind up. And, you know, I actually have them sign saying, no, I don't want that coverage. But I don't like them to have to do that. I try to give them the full package so that they are completely protected from, you know, from the dog bite or to the person who might pass away. And then they're properly covering the financial side as well.
From what I know of you, though, too, that seems like that would be your approach. You're going to make all the best recommendations without pressuring people, and then ultimately trying to guide them to the right decision, but the decision is ultimately theirs.
That's the way it is. That's the name of the game.
We're talking with Eric Hudson, Rural Insurance, Rural Mutual Insurance. You can find him out. Eric, where can people find out more about you online, and then also social media? You got a TikTok page too?
It's an insurewithhudson.com. And they can find me online there. And I serve both Rural Mutual and Farm Bureau Financial Services. So we have we're a full service agency. So there's not a product or service that we cannot provide when it comes to the insurance.
Fantastic. Eric Hudson, new Dame by Local member, our new Dame by Local board member, excuse me, Dame by Local member here, and a great insurance agent and someone that wants to help you out. So check him out, Rural Mutual Insurance. Check out Eric Hudson online, the Hudson Agency. Yep. Eric, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
We are at the Dame by Local Car Show, everybody. You should come on down. Still lots of car show left. 2 hours left of this show, 1 hour left of our show. Let's Get Local, sponsored by Easy Office Products. We'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Come on back.